What's up, families? Your boy D Gray back again with another diatribe. I'm gonna try to not go long on this, so that we're not just dragging on for minutes and minutes. I know you guys got short attention spans in 2019. I think we've all developed short attention spans. We take everything in segments and bites. So I'll try not to go too long, like I am right now. Trying to tell you that I'm not going to go too long, and this is exactly what I'm doing. So anyway, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind for a while now. Talking about scripture, let's level our vision to the Christian community. The Christian community. I think most of my friends, most people that I know, believe in God. Whatever God they were brought up to believe in. My mom was brought up in the Catholic religion, which I think is weird for a black person. But I guess that's what she did. She went to Catholic school. I'm not sure what my father was brought up in. I think he would attend the Southern Baptist congregations. I'm assuming. I'll have to ask him that. That's funny. I don't know that. My brother and I were brought up in the Baptist church for the most part. Grew up in Utah, so I've had interactions with the LDS church. And that's kind of part of my fiber upbringing, was being around the Mormon church and the Baptist church. And then, of course, as I was in the Army, I kind of tinkered with being a Muslim, then at some point Jehovah's Witness, and then finally I tried to be part of the Seventh-day Adventist or even some of these non-denominational congregations, just because it seemed easier, much easier. But lately, if anybody's ever been paying attention to me at all, knows that I'm into something a little bit more Bible-centric. And that's the important thing for me. And all of these religions that I've delved into have been a part of my entire life. I'm looking for something that is more true to Scripture. And so I found in the Israelite community something that's very much tied into actually what the Scripture says. Now, I've watched hundreds and hundreds of Israelite videos. I've watched these brothers and sisters, mostly the brothers, talk to people of different denominations, pretty much of all the denominations. And some of these people were scholarly. Some of these people were just, I don't know, light users of their own religion. But all of them profess to know what's in the Bible. And I've watched each and every one of these Israelite brothers from the four corners of this nation dismantle some of the most knowledgeable priests, pastors, theologians, dismantle their idea of what they think Christianity is. It is the most amazing thing to watch. And if you haven't watched groups like the Sakari brothers, Sakari, I think they're mostly out of Seattle in California, or Israel United in Christ, which is headquartered out of New York, but they're all over the nation too. If you haven't watched some of these brothers on the street corners and in debate forums, really go at these so-called Christian pastors and these theologians, if you haven't watched it, you need to do it. You need to take some time and watch some of these videos. And I'll tell you, for those of you who are not used to dealing with the Israelite brothers, they are very, very Bible-centric. And I will say that they are very pro, super pro Blacks, Native Americans, and Hispanics. that might set off some alarm bells in your head, because anything that is super pro-minority normally becomes something that someone may call racism, which is furthest from what these people are, in that sense anyway. If you've grown up like I have, you got instances where people will, when they're trying to solidify a truth or trying to prove a truth, they will talk about how much they, you know, they'll swear on the Bible. Swear on the Bible. Even in our judiciary system, we swear on the Bible when we're about to tell an honest to God truth. So I've decided in my lifetime, which really brought me to the Israelite brothers, that if you can talk about Christianity and you can talk about God and Christ and the covenants and all these other things, but if you can't bring that to me out of the book, out of the scriptures, straight out of the scriptures, then you don't know the Bible. So what happened was, is I started watching these brothers do their thing, and each time someone on the street, someone who professed to be a Christian, would bring them some ideology, some dogma on the street, and then tried to explain it to those brothers had a counterpoint out of scripture. And what I realized was that most people who profess to be Christians are only going by what they've been taught from the pulpit, where they've sat in the audience and listened to the pastors, preachers, priests, and whoever give them, listen to those people give them what they think their interpretations are, not doing much research of their own. They spit out a scripture. They talk about it for 4 hours with a bunch of ancillary baubles that they hang off the scripture, and then you felt like you've been in the presence of the Most High God. There's a lot of pageantry and a lot of theatrics in some of the churches that I've been in. A lot of raising of hands and swaying and singing, not really getting to the meat of the scriptures and understanding exactly what those scriptures mean. So all that to say, I would question any Christian out there who professes to believe in the God and Christ. I would challenge any one of them to actually listen to these Israelite brothers and go scripture for scripture with them. Because what you're going to find out is most Christians who say they know the Bible don't know the Bible. It's the funniest thing to watch somebody say, I've read the Bible. I've read it from back to front or front to back. And then the brothers say, okay, if that's the case, what does this mean? What does this scripture mean? And tell me why this scripture says this. And they can't answer the question. Most Christians hang most of their beliefs off of the Ten Commandments and John 3:16. That's mostly what they hang their belief systems on. Though a couple of scriptures. Not even realizing that basically the whole book of Revelation is about Jesus Christ coming back and killing a whole lot of people. Now, that may upset some of you Christians out there who believe in love and God is love and love. Even that idea in scripture is explained that that's not what the huggy poo, kissy poo love that you that we profess to being mostly what the Bible is about. That doesn't even hold true. Love is different to God in the Bible. Love isn't the huggy-poo, kissy-poo forgiveness doctrine that they've been taught, that we've been taught. People who say that they believe in God and the Bible, really, they don't know the Bible. They don't understand it. And I think that it's time for us, at least for us so-called African-Americans, to really start understanding what that scripture means to us. We've got into this mindset where we want to save everybody And we want to say that everybody has an option to be saved. But understand, not everybody's going to be saved. And some of the people in this world will not have an option to be saved. So when we say we profess to know the Bible, if you think you know the Bible, but and then on the other hand, you say, because God came to save everyone, you're not paying attention to scriptures, and your pastors are leading you into a world where maybe there's some people that you should not be trying to save. I talk a little bit about my journey through this thing, and now things are coming to fruition where I understand that you can't be friends with everybody. You can't do what everybody else is doing. And the Bible does not bolster any argument that everybody can be saved. So we need to take a hard look at how we deal with our culture, our holidays, our diets, who we break bread with, who are our neighbors for real, and not just, what am I trying to say, wholesale believe that God meant for us to love everyone. There comes a time when so-called Christians need to understand who the Most High really is in biblical terms and in secular terms, and take it to heart that if you don't know who your Father is and who your people really are, then we are doomed. We are doomed. And it ain't going to be everyone. It's going to be those who really don't take the time to understand the Most High and really understand that Bible. So I would tell anyone who's really serious about learning scriptures and understanding the Bible, listen to a few of the podcasts, or even watch some of the videos of these Israelite brothers. I would prefer, if I were to give you two groups to listen to, it's Sakari, the Sakari brothers, and Israel United in Christ, IUIC. And they do a great job in explaining and breaking down scripture. And your sensibilities are going to be challenged. It's going to be uncomfortable for you to listen to at some point. It's going to be really difficult to take in because of the mindset that was embedded in us from day one in this country. But I would tell my brothers and sisters to really take the time and go through that scripture with them, because they will not speak outside of that scripture, and that should mean something to you. Give it a chance, check it out, and I hope that all my brothers and sisters decide to do that type of thing and understand what's going on. So, Most High in Christ blessed. I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I hope that we can keep chopping it up at least once or twice a week on this podcast I'm trying to do. So once again, it's your boy D. Gray. Love you guys, and you guys have a great weekend.